This is now the seventh episode of the Reveal Your Splendor podcast, The Journey to Love. Within this episode, we will be exploring how love is the key to unlock your greatest healing, your highest potential, and the coming home to your most true and authentic self. To begin, ask yourself the question, what has been important to people on their final days on this planet? And what is it that you most remember of them when they are gone? At the end of a person's life, what they are most grateful for is the love that they experienced here. And the love we have for them is what causes us to grieve the loss. Is it possible that beyond everything we experience in this life, it is love that is the central point? You have arrived here on planet Earth to journey from fear to love. The opportunity to do this is present in every experience you are within. What serves us most as humanity is to connect in with this being the core reason for existing so that we can more easily move through life. If you were to look at your journey of life to date, what is the piece that has had you continuously expanding? We all experience struggle in family relationships, yet each time that we do the work to heal through these experiences, what is left within us is a greater ability to love. When we become a parent, our ability to love expands, yet it is then always challenged as each character discovers new versions of themselves. As frameworks are challenged and beliefs no longer align, the only way to stay in the purest form of connection is to expand into a greater ability to love. When we connect with the love of our life, initially, there is a chemical in our brain that releases to provide us with feelings of the deepest depths of love. Yet over time, that chemical fades away, and we find that we must expand into a new depth of love for the relationship to remain. The journey to love is then present outside of relationships. As we go about our businesses or within our career, we will always meet parts of ourselves we need to learn to love so that we build within ourselves the ability to expand. As we interact with humanity that are not in close relationships with us, we find that the only way we can stay within peace is to love differences, and in doing so, our ability to love expands. I could continue to list areas of life where love is the way through. However, I think you're starting to see my point. No matter where you look in life, the only way to maintain relationships or to build success is to find the way to expand in our ability to love so that the next evolution of the relationship or of ourselves can emerge. So why is the human experience set up in this way? What is it about love that it is the central point of our ability to expand? As humanity have evolved, we have been going through the formation of different stages of ourselves. We have first connected with form, manifesting it through our spirit. We then created the self and our ego along with it. Our next evolution was to create our soul, connecting us to all that we've ever been before. Now it's time that we merge into our heart so that humanity can return to the oneness of all. The trouble with being in this process is that we live within a reality that is continuously keeping us from being within our heart space. Through distractions and seeing separation, we are being pulled from the evolution. Though, what if all that is present is here so that we can find the portal through? Think about this process in the same way you would grow a muscle. For the muscle to increase in size, it must first be torn, then repair for it to grow. The tearing cannot take place without first being in an experience of resistance, creating enough pressure for the muscle to rip through. What if the same is true for you? Each time that your heart is being tested, what if you could perceive it as being a weight at the gym for your heart? The experience creates a pressure to rip through your heart. Then there is a season of repair, followed by a newfound strength of love within. Without this process in place, your heart would have no reason to grow. And without the growth, humanity's next evolution cannot take form. Knowing all of this is one thing. Living through it is completely another. Would it, though, make the process easier to be within if you could sense the purpose behind it? Would it support you to move through it more easily if you knew what it was you were looking for to then get out? Through the knowing that the experience is presenting for you to find a new way to love, you would then be less likely to be caught in the drama of what is happening, and rather become centered on your mission to expand in love. Now here's the main question. How do we know when we have found love? What's important to know here is that in your own evolution, you are continuously growing into a new perspective of what love truly is. In the early stages of your growth, what may be in your perspective of love is to remove yourself from people who challenge you, because that is a version of loving yourself. Your next stage, though, will likely show you that your inability to love another was actually what caused you to walk away, highlighting to you a new level of love capacity to find within yourself. While yes, it is vital that we are always in a safe state, what you will come to realize is that even in a physical separation, the goal is that love always remains. As we ascend even further in our ability to love, we will see that what upsets us in others is usually a representation of where we are not yet loving ourselves. Through stepping even further, you will get to a point where you not only see yourself in others, but see others as yourself. Beyond this point, we reach a level of mastery where we understand that all of the people who we were challenged to love were actually presenting in our lives to create the very weight we needed to grow. In the understanding that they served this purpose for us, we can then see the love within the pain. That one would love us so much that they would serve us in this way. I have a belief that before we came to planet Earth, we have a certain number of lessons we must go through, a certain amount of workouts to be done at the heart gym. We look around the room of spirits and ask the others, who would be willing to show up in my life to train me in these areas? Souls sign up so that our need to learn can be fulfilled. In their awareness that this will grow us in our ability to love, it is an act of love to sign up for the path. What happens, though, when we arrive on planet Earth is our ego takes form and the awareness of what we set in place is lost to our conscious mind. It's like being put in a maze that we have set up ourselves, yet one that we have then lost the map for. When we step into this greater perspective of life, we can then drop the illusion that we are being punished by these experiences and instead hold on to the awareness that we are simply being trained. In this awareness, our internal dialogue of what is happening begins to transform. In asking ourselves better questions, we begin to shift our perspective of the experience, supporting us to move through it with ease. Better questions look like asking, how is this experience serving me? What is this experience presenting to teach me? And the one that is able to grow you the fastest, where am I not yet being loving in this area? If we were to ask ourselves these questions, we become the observer of the experience. In shifting to this perspective, we no longer get caught up in the emotion of what's happening, which tends to only trap us in a victim state, and we instead move into a state of power where we are mindfully navigating the journey through the maze. Once we can see the maze, we can more easily see the next track to walk down, finding the one that will lead to the expansion of our heart. What's important to note here is that each expansion into love does not equal maintaining relationships close to us that are not being loving to us. There are times to walk away, learning that in doing so is an expansion into loving yourself. Yet what is vital to be aware of is that if we walk away holding on to lovelessness in our hearts, we have then not used the experience for the reason it presented. We are able to maintain love for those who cause us pain, while still no longer being within their presence. The deeper meaning behind a situation like this is to understand that not all of humanity are doing the work to expand in love, and to continuously stay around those who are unwilling to do this journey is an act of lovelessness towards yourself. Here's the thing though. If all of humanity were united on the mission to expand in love in all experiences, there would be no need for separation. Pain would be reduced and love would find a way. It is only in the lack of all of humanity working towards this common goal that we are forced to live within separateness, creating then a delay in our ability to evolve. What is important for you to know is that all you can do is do your part. Through the growing willingness for each human to step into the journey to love, we reduce pain on planet Earth, evolving into the next part of ourselves where we will be united as one. What can you do today to shift your perspective to see the portal into love in front of you?